Can we get a share of what they're paying you?
Yeah.
Just come in, promote the metro.
I'm a fiend for the New South Wales government.
Shut the fuck up.
Can we move on?
The ratio of noodles to protein, or the noodles to extracurriculars, is not...
Extension noodles?
Yeah.
Welcome back to Critical Banter, where we take the best bits from your favourite late night shows and package them into a podcast. So for today's episode, we'll be doing two fan favourite segments, Bull Slut and Mind Your Manners. But before that, to wrap up the week, we've got me, Miguel, we've got Santhurin.
Hello.
Rohit.
G'day, g'day.
And Kushagra.
Sorry, I was about to say hello in terms of Rohit. My apologies.
Preemptively.
Yeah, I normally I'm second. That was on, but anyway.
Spice it up, Kush.
I listened to the episodes.
It's good to have you back.
Second week in a row, actually. So
this is a record-breaking behavior from you.
Yeah, it feels odd. Mm. Don't like it. I'll tell you why, actually. So... When I had a look at the transport app, whatever it's called. What's it called? Transdev.
TripView.
Okay, there we go. Sorry, TripView. It took me an hour to get here. Normally, it takes me 28 minutes because of the fantastic metro.
Mm.
Great stuff. It probably takes me 15 minutes for me to get, and then Sen graciously does assist me in transporting me to our location of recording.
Takes you an hour either way. Sen's half an hour late usually.
He did come 22 minutes late today, actually.
It was 10 minutes, please, Bush. And you were late as well.
That is true.
I noticed Rohit sitting in his car outside just for the longest time.
But I was looking at the bus. Took me 40 minutes to get from... You know,
point A to point B.
Point A to point B. And then normally the metro takes like 15. I just wanted to say the metro is amazing and I love it. And, you know, I hope it continues. I hope it grows, perhaps even reaching to my, you know, residential location.
Can we get a share of what they're paying you?
Yeah.
Just come in, promote the metro. But I actually like... I think
leave
I prefer
for 10 weeks.
I'm a fiend for the New South Wales government.
Shut the fuck up.
Can we move on?
I'm actually a buses kind of guy though. I'm not going to lie to you.
You'd rather a 40-minute bus ride than a 15-minute train journey.
A bus ride, it feels more peaceful to me. I don't know. It feels safer. Well, it
feels like home.
Feels home, yeah.
Is buses, your home bumpy, like completely irregular? Because that's what my bus ride was like.
No, out where we live, you know, sound bus drivers, they'll get you at a point A, point B safely, smoothly, soundly.
That's all I just want to say. I just love the metro.
Just start again. But now we have context.
Right, I have another story. Blah blah blah.
Boys, I want to talk about carbohydrates this week, and I want to have a somewhat tier system for the carbs. Right.
No.
What is the most inferior carbohydrate? The reason I ask is I was having this discussion with some of my mates, and so I go through my daily intake of food: rice, big staple, bread. You know, somewhat. Although bread, I feel like, is an overrated carbohydrate.
I agree.
We'll go on down the tier system.
Yeah, we'll come to that for sure. But I feel like noodles, far and large, the most inferior carb for sure.
What kind of noodles? It's like the rice noodles, the flat noodles.
Dude, any sort of noodles, right? So, obviously, like, got a bunch of diverse friend group.
Yeah.
Some of them in the Asian region.
Go on, right? You know? Go on. Yeah, go on.
Noodles is a staple there.
Yeah.
I go to their house, I'm eating noodles. Love the noodles.
Yeah.
I feel hungry 10 minutes later.
Really?
And so, I was trying to analyze this. I'm like, why do I feel hungry after I have noodles? The reason is the stuff that you can put in the noodles, for example, the chicken, the veggies, all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
The ratio of noodles to protein, or the noodles to extracurriculars, is not...
Extension noodles.
Yeah.
The noodles got chest club after.
No, I think I understand what you mean, because sometimes when, for example, the 2-minute chicken noodle packets, right? They're designed to be like a lunch for you, right? Or like a proper meal. But when you
meant
have
to be a snack, to be honest.
Dude, there is no way they're a meal.
They're
supposed to be a meal.
Ooh.
The marketing company that puts it out there for you, that they've designed it to be a meal. But like when you have it after that, you always feel hungry all the time.
45 minutes, I'm ready for another, you know, intake of food. Superior carbohydrates.
I know the Asian varieties of those sort of noodles, they're designed to just be the noodles. You're meant to add egg, meats, vegetables on top of that. Whereas I think Maggie noodles, I think we were talking about.
Yeah.
They don't suggest to add anything. So, they're stinkers.
Oh, but let's talk pad thai. Yeah. Beautiful noodle.
Pad see you as well.
Pad see you. Unreal
fills
noodles.
Pad Kee Mao.
It does not. It fills you up, you know,
for
at
the
that time.
Being, yeah.
But why do you feel hungry afterwards?
Ratio's off. It's mostly carbs.
So then we have inferior carbohydrates, which is noodles. What are the superior carbohydrates?
I would put bread in the same category.
Yeah.
Down have low. You ever been full from a bread-based meal?
No.
Burger's an exception because it's mostly meat.
But exactly. That's there, right. Yeah.
But like toast isn't going to fill you up.
Bread also stinker.
Like you reckon you could have like 10 slices of peanut butter toast and feel still...
Still hungry. 100, yeah.
With
peanut butter.
No, but it's also about like the reason why I label noodles inferior is because... You're not having, you know, obviously if you eat enough of something, it's fine. Yeah. But like, you're not going to eat 10 slices of toast with peanut butter for a meal. You eat two, you know, you eat two slices.
The normal serving size.
No, the recommended amount. You're going to call it a day. But what about pasta?
Pasta's a noodle, no?
I feel really
like,
filled
seriously,
up with pasta.
It's a noodle.
Is pasta a noodle?
No.
Other way around, isn't noodle a type of pasta?
Which came first, the noodle or the pasta?
No, pasta is a type of noodle.
No, it's not. Pasta looks different.
No, there are different types of pastas, aren't there?
What's someone going to say about pasta?
Spaghetti, bro. Well, anyway.
No, there's different type of noodles as well. So
that's true.
Come back to noodles.
But no, pasta does fill me up, like Kush was saying. I get pretty full
but
up.
Is that because of, let's say you're getting a pasta, right? You're getting a creamy sauce.
Yeah, so that's what fills you up. Yeah.
Whereas right, it's maybe getting soup noodles. Soup.
Okay, so what happens if you get creamy sauce noodles and creamy sauce pasta? Which one would you still be filled up more with?
So I wouldn't want to touch the creamy sauce noodles. You're batting that away with a 10-foot pole. All
right, what's a superior carb then?
Rice is
every day of the week.
Really?
Rice by itself, whatever, fine. Jasmine rice goes all right. Basmati rice, not so much.
Oh, okay.
But because you can add other stuff to the rice, there's no, like noodles, and I hate noodles. I like noodles, but I just hate the concept of noodles as a carbohydrate in general, right?
The concept.
If you're putting things through noodles, there's only a certain amount that you can put before it's destroyed. Whereas rice is a medium to transport whatever you'd like.
I agree.
Makes it the superior carbohydrate.
This makes sense, to be honest. I've always said, like, when I have rice, it feels like I've eaten. It's a meal.
Mm.
Rice is a meal.
Yeah, I agree.
Noodles like a snack, really.
Where are you throwing potatoes then?
Oh.
Mid-tier, low-tier, high? I'm putting it high.
It depends on what kind of potatoes and how you're doing it.
Is that not the whole point? You can have it in so many varieties that it's on this...
So, it's versatile, really.
High echelon.
Mm, that's
flexible.
True.
Yeah, flexibility.
The potato is superior. Because you always have it with something else, though, right? Like, you're not going to have just potatoes.
Yeah. Migs has potatoes. Like
with other things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
With meat.
Hot chips though.
Is potato itself a transportation vessel?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not as high as rice, I'll give you that, but it's better than these other stinkers.
But the reason I want to maybe put pasta on top of potatoes is pasta is also a sufficient vessel to transport the pasta sauce, you know, the beef, that sort of thing.
That's true.
But looking at fullness, I don't get full of pasta.
Really?
What? How can you not?
What?
It's a stinker of a fucking carb, dude. I can get full.
Really?
No.
All right, fine. So if we go in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, rice.
Rice one.
Yeah. I'm putting potato
I'll put
two.
Potatoes two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pasta three.
Where's bread?
Bread four.
You're putting noodles dead last.
Oh, no. Actually, no, you're right. I'm being swayed by your...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your blasphemy.
Yeah. I'll put noodles four,
I'm
then
saying
bread
noodles
five.
And pasta are the same item, but that's besides the point.
No, I'm putting pasta above noodles.
Bread dead last.
Bread dead last, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Tune in next week when we evaluate the other macronutrients. Fats and proteins.
So, surprise birthdays, I've been a part of a lot recently.
In fashion, you might say.
Yeah, very much in fashion. In vogue. And so one of my mates, had a surprise party on the Saturday night, but that was his second surprise party on the weekend with the same friends.
What?
So this man,
that is quite a surprise.
Don't these people have other things to do with their life?
So this man Friday night,
yeah,
has had a surprise party with his mates.
Fair enough.
So his girlfriend's organized that.
Okay.
Then his mum's organized a surprise party. It's his 25th.
On 25th.
Birthday. That's not 25th surprise. Don't get that confused.
No.
We didn't.
Then the Saturday, his mum's organised a surprise with the same group of people. And he's come in. He's looked around. And this look on his face when he saw the same people. Same surprise. Unreal.
This man's a genius. He subverted the conventions of a surprise party. We're throwing two surprise parties and it works.
What the fuck are you guys doing in my house?
Was he or was he not surprised
the second time around?
He was so surprised.
That's the genuine surprise. Same people.
That's good. That's quality.
So I want to delve. Is it the ultimate surprise? The double.
Surely the triple. Like, there's no way you're expecting a third surprise.
The triple one, you're telling people to go fuck themselves.
I think also because it was on the same weekend. It was like back to back. Friday night, Saturday. There's no week gap in between.
Surprising.
Surely you make the trifecta. On the Sunday, you make the trifecta.
No, but then maybe he's, at that point, he's expecting a third. Like, it's my weekend. Now I'm expecting a third. Third, he's sitting at home. Touching his dick. I don't know.
Okay. So the second is the genuine surprise then. Because you're not seeing it coming.
So if we go into like, what makes a good surprise, bar the obvious fact that, you know, they don't know you're coming. For example, like we had a surprise, we organized a surprise party the other day, right? But the problem with that surprise party is when the person walked across the restaurant, they had seen us.
That scene, yeah.
So what is the elements of a good surprise party?
The venue. The venue is the key, I reckon. Venue is the goat.
Yeah, the logistics, because the logistics are off in ours. When you walked in, you had sight of everyone, bro. It's not like we were hidden.
Yeah.
We're right in the middle, like, no surprise there. It's done.
So this surprise was at his house. Now, house comes with its own dangers because he walked in, not knowing, with his missus. Now, he's looked around and he says, the coast is clear. We're good here. Then his mum pops out. Surprise! Now, on
the
video-
man is at half mast. Yeah.
Now, he's trying to drag his girlfriend upstairs. His girlfriend's trying to drag him to the surprise. And all on camera, you know, the little shenanigan has been found. His poor mother has had a heart attack. So let's not pretend that surprises are all, you know, fun and games.
Surprise overrated. I'm putting it out there. Overrated.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of surprises.
Yeah.
Let's say you're getting surprised. How do you react, bro? There's pressure on the reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'll know. Rohit's organized this.
He's put effort
weeks
into
in
it.
Advance,
exactly.
And I'm like,
what if it's shit? Cool. What if it's shit? What if it's just a bad surprise? What are you going to do then?
No, I think Ming's right. Like the acting, like you as the person who is being surprised.
If you also know it's happening, do you act surprised?
Oh, you have to.
You have to.
Out of respect, surely. Out of respect.
What? No way.
Yeah. Well, you're going to give respect to the person who surprises. So surely. Well, you're going to walk in and just be like, ah.
I knew this was coming.
Are you going to jump out of that couch over there? Very nice.
Do you feel like you need to give a more exaggerated reaction for the cameras that are on, you know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cameras on as well. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure.
And then you rewatch the footage on Instagram. And you're like, it doesn't look good. You know, it's a fake act.
It's not good.
I do like the concept of the double though.
That is funny.
That is
funny.
I want to make this thing.
The next
surprise party we throw, I want it to be a double. Because I think it is an unreal move. And I think it should
surely
be.
Surely go for the triple at that point.
But with the same people all three times?
Or? It has to be the same people.
It has to be the same. Dare I say even the same place? I'll just never see it coming.
I think it's potentially one of the greatest moves I've ever seen pulled in my life. Unintentionally, but I want to make it a thing. The double.
All right, guys, this game this week is Bull Slot, where I will give you a category and you'll have to tell me how many things in that category you can name. So you'll start off with one number, another person will give you another number, or they'll call you out with Bull Slot. Does that make sense?
Yes, probably sir.
Not. All right, so Manny and Ro, you're up first. And, oh yeah, you have 30 seconds as well.
Makes sense.
How many African countries can you name?
I think I can name 6 African countries.
Ooh.
7 African countries.
7.5 African countries.
Gentlemen's 8.
Migs knows football though, so he's just going to go through there. But I've been watching a lot of GeoGuessr recently.
Oh, yes, sir.
So I'm going to say 10.
11.
That's bold.
30.
Lads, there are 54 countries in Africa. We could be here all day.
Nah, I'll go 12.
Bull slot.
All right, here we go. Tell me when time starts, Senny.
All right, Ro, your time starts now.
Namibia, Senegal, Ivory Coast, Sudan, South Sudan.
You're on five.
Kiribati.
You're still on five.
Kiribati. South Africa. Africa as a whole.
No.
It's a continent, is it?
It is. Okay. Come on.
Which is geography exposed yesterday?
Which is geography question?
What's the time, Sam?
He's got 7 seconds.
And you're on 7.
Nah, that's it. That's all I have.
It's timing out. And that's like, just like that. Manny to get the first point.
70, I just forgot. Democratic
Nigeria,
Republic of Congo. Yeah.
Egypt. Morocco.
Is Zimbabwe in Africa?
It is.
Zimbabwe is in Africa.
There you go. I would have gotten 1.
Too bad you weren't playing that round. All right. So, Manny gets the first point there. Next up is Kush and Ro. And your category is names that start with the letter D.
Ooh, interesting category.
That's a good one. That's you want to go first?
I'll be happy to go first. Thank you very much, Ro. I'm going to say six.
Like, anything is a name, really.
No, within
reason.
With a come on,
All right, I'll go 10.
I'll go 13.
I'll go 15.
I'll go 18.
Will
How
you
many
now?
Names do you know?
Bull slut. Okay. 18.
18, wow.
All right, 18. Kush, your time starts now.
Okay, Dick, David, Derry, Dan, Daniel.
Derry.
I'm not allowing Derry.
I'll leave. Let go.
Fine, go. Continue.
No.
18, Kushagra. Yeah, 15 seconds left.
Oh, shit. Dale. Mm. Dastard. Dallow.
Dastard.
Dalvin.
Can we cut him off?
Darren.
That's enough.
I'm going to have to buzz you there. Kush, Dimitri.
Yeah, I was waiting for Dimitri. All right.
And wrote 18, he thought.
Yeah, that was ambitious.
I was going to just start like Deshaun.
DeMarcus.
DeQuavis.
Yeah, technically they count. All right. So, Ro, you get the point for that one. Next up is Manny vs. Kush. And yours is Macca's menu items.
Ooh.
And I'll take both past and present.
That's okay. Do you know all past menu items?
If it sounds reasonable, I'll give it to you.
McSucky mum.
Would not be accepted.
Migs, would you like to go first?
One.
Oh, okay.
One McDonald's menu item.
Brother, okay. Two.
Boys, we're
fine. Eight.
Okay, 15.
16.
22.
Bull slut.
22, let's go.
Kush is a gambling man and I love it.
All right, Kush, 22 Macca's menu items. Your time starts now.
Okay, McChicken, chicken and cheese, cheeseburger, quarter pounder, double quarter pounder, triple quarter pounder, Big Mac, nuggets, spicy chicken fries, which they do have now. spicy shaker fries.
Yep.
Small fries, large fries,
no.
Medium fries.
No.
Fine. Menu Coke, items. Frozen Coke. Yep. Fanta.
8 seconds left.
Whopper Jr. No shit, that's how you No.
And your time is up, Kush.
Well, how many did I get there?
You got about 12,
yeah,
I reckon.
12 or 13.
Stop with these such high numbers, bro.
I keep thinking I can do them.
No, you had one good train station round, like,
it's just
year
living
back, year
off
back.
Past glories here, Kush. All
but
right.
You should have kept going with the Big Mac, double Mac, triple Big
yeah,
Mac.
Yeah.
Could have kept going there.
All right. Next up, we got Manny vs. Ro, and yours is alcoholic cocktails.
Oh, it's not super good with this.
Names as well. Stinkers.
Four, maybe. What?
Can I even do four? Five.
Seven.
Eight.
Yeah, go for it. Bull slut.
Oh, eight. Okay.
Eight is tough, I feel.
So, eight alcoholic cocktails in 30 seconds. Your time starts now.
Martini.
All right.
Long Island iced tea.
That's
one finger down, brother.
Faulty County.
Margarita. Daiquiri. Old fashioned. Oh, I'm stuck, boys.
Got
I'm
10
so
seconds.
Stuck. Vodka Coke.
No, not a cocktail. Bullcrap. Mixer.
I'm out.
He's on five.
Yeah, you got five, stinker. And your time is up.
Did I miss any classics? I miss a lot.
Espresso martini.
Yeah, espresso martini.
Mojito.
Manhattan.
All right,
Pina colada.
You're right. I missed a lot. You're right.
That's all right. All right, next up is Kush versus Ro, and yours is the members of the 2011 Indian cricket team that won the World Cup. There was 18 in the squad. Mm. How many can you name?
Shame you didn't give this to me, Sandy.
Yeah.
Real shame.
Could you do all 18, right?
No chance. Okay.
Do I just say
five?
It? Okay.
You can do all 18.
No, I don't think I can. I'll go eight.
Ooh. That's almost the playing 11.
That's pretty good.
I'm guessing you have the list as well, Sam.
I have it right in front of me. Thanks to ESPN Quick Info.
I'm going to go 10.
Yeah, all right. Give it a go. Bull slut.
Woo.
Woo. Kushagra. All right, go on. Your time starts now.
Okay. Zaheer Khan, Ashish Nehra, Virat Kohli, MS Dhoni, Sachin Tendulkar, Virender Sehwag, Virat Kohli.
No, double.
Yuvraj Singh, Irfan Pathan, Yusuf Pathan, Rohit Sharma.
Irfan Pathan was not in it.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Rohit Sharma.
Rohit Sharma was not in it.
Oh god, Harbhajan Singh.
Harbhajan Singh was in it. 6 seconds left, Kush.
How many did I say?
Nah, you said you wanted to get 11.
And your time's up, Kush. You said 10, mate. You got 9. Pretty respectable, but Ro gets the point there. All right. The last one is Miguel versus Kush, and yours is painters.
What are we defining painters as?
1.
2.
3.
4.
Professional painters, okay. Not just me Centurion, in preschool.
VA class.
Okay, I was about to say arts.
How many did you say?
Renowned 4. Painters.
I'll let you have an easy round. Bull slut.
4.
Easy round.
All right. Kush, you have 30 seconds to name 4 painters. Okay. Your time starts now.
Kush Kundra is Pot of Gold in year 5. Okay. Vincent van Gogh, Leonardo da Vinci.
The 2 I knew.
Shoot. Oh, sheesh, God. Who did the Mona Lisa? Was that Leonardo da Vinci? Oh, shit.
10 seconds left, Kush. Just give me 2. Give me 1, I'll even give you the point.
You look like a painter.
Now we'll start.
Pablo!
Your time's up, Kush.
I don't know, unfortunately.
Would you have counted Adolf as a hit?
I would have, yeah. I would have given you Adolf.
Those are my 3.
Professional, but all right.
Yeah, he did. Not professional. Was he renowned? No, I don't think he was renowned either.
Infamous, maybe.
Infamous painter.
He was renowned just off with painting.
All right, pretty disappointing display from you, Kush. You got 0 points.
But I was close in all of them.
Because of your idiocy, we've ended up with a draw. Man, you got 3 and Ro got 3. Thanks for playing, Kush.
This week's episode is sponsored by our good friends over at Manscaped. Manscaped is number 1 in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they offer precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
So, whether you want a fresh blade and some ball deodorant, or some foot spray and some ball wipes, your member price stays the same. That is what Manscaped is offering these days. We've got a beautiful peak hygiene plan that you can subscribe to. So, all you got to do is snap off your Lawnmower 3.0 or Weed Whacker, head over every couple of months and replace it with a new one, making sure that you maintain the closest and cleanest shave possible. That way, I can assure you the most hygienic testes in town. Your replacement pack always comes with a free gift. This month, we've got the foot duster, foot deodorant spray, and that's $30 value, totally free. And on top of that, San, we will be giving the listeners something as well. What will we be doing there?
That's right, Ro. With the code TCB at checkout, you can get free shipping and 20% off. That is right, Ro. With the code TCB, you can get 20% off and 0 shipping. That's right, 0, null, nonada in European Spanish, nola in Finnish, insignificia in Latin American Spanish.
All right, boys, we're bringing back Mind Your Manners, where we have a look at social scenarios and discuss the correct etiquette, or what should be the correct etiquette in these cases. We've got one from Instagram, from Yusra, and this is what Yusra says. Yesterday was my birthday, and none of my friends of 7+ years remembered. Normally, we would make plans for the person and surprise them, but as the day went on, I realized they had no idea. I was disappointed at first, but then I realized I hadn't made an effort to remind them either. So, boys, what are your opinions on the etiquette surrounding your birthday? If your friends forget, do you remind them? Or is it your job to remind people, or do you keep it to yourself and go about your day? Look, this is a pretty brutal one. The first one, you start, they're not your friends if they don't remember you, so don't get stuck up on it. Like, just suck it up, get some new friends. Simple as that. That's what I'm saying.
Simple fix.
Yeah. Simple fix. Get some new friends. That's all it is.
My first thought is, you don't have to remind them. You don't have to go out of your way to remind them it's your birthday.
Mm.
How would you even remind them anyway? What would you say?
Hey, Sen, guess what's coming up next week?
I hate people who do that.
No, it's like if it's on the day and they've forgotten, you remind them by saying like, oh, my mom took me out for my birthday. Mm. And they're like, oh, when's your birthday? Oh, it's actually today. You know?
Say it to their face.
I find people who do that are like, they're pricks. They're dickheads. Mm. You're like, you want validation for your birthday, and that's sad. I mean, that you're going out of your way to subtly hint.
So harsh.
Well, it is. It is
that's
true.
That's one day of the year where you can do that.
Birthday's not special. Everyone has one.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you have it every year. So, why are you going out of your way to, like, get validation from your mates to be... get a happy birthday?
I find it strange that all of her mates forgot.
Mm.
You know, usually one or two people forget, no dramas, but someone chops in the group chat, happy birthday. Maybe you know, because you say they, you know, take you out and surprise you on your birthday. That's not really surprising after 5 years, is it?
Do you know what I mean? Maybe the surprise was lack of surprise. Yeah.
That's good.
Maybe the surprise
got you, to be fair. You were surprised.
Subvert your expectations.
The surprise is celebrate your birthday 2 weeks after the day.
Happy belated birthday.
Exactly.
Or maybe Yusra just has three friends.
Or maybe Yusra has no friends.
Happened to forget.
That's what I'm saying. What'd you look, we've got to be realistic here. Mm. You got to look at the facts. She doesn't have friends. That's the way I'm seeing it.
Mm.
They're stinkers.
Yeah.
No, like in general though, I reckon it's a write-off.
Mm.
I wouldn't personally remind people of my birthday.
No,
it's neither. On them to remember my birthday. If they don't do it, it's always next year.
It's eye for an eye. You forget their birthdays as well that year.
No,
we have a similar situation, right? Like one of our friends invited people for lunch for her birthday, and then they realized halfway through the lunch that it was her birthday.
So this actually happened to one of my mates. So basically, she invited myself and one of her other best friends for lunch. The other best friend didn't realize it was her birthday, and then plus one this random stranger who came to the event and he came late and he knew it was her birthday, gave her a present.
Ooh, okay.
And then she's messaged me is this my friend's actual birthday lunch?
Yeah.
Now I've said yes, it is. And she's just gone and plus one this random guy that she didn't know basically to come along as well.
Okay. One question here. Was this designed to be a birthday lunch or just a lunch?
So, she had said, we're going out today for lunch.
Right. So, then who gives a fuck who says happy birthday or not?
What do you mean? It was her birthday.
But it's not a birthday lunch.
But no, but I think it was her birthday lunch.
No. Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if it's your birthday and you go out of work and say, let's have a lunch,
yeah,
but you don't want it to be a birthday lunch, you don't have to say happy birthday. Like, that's the thing.
Dare I suggest if it's on the... It's implied.
It's
courtesy to say happy birthday on people's birthdays.
You would say happy birthday, but you can't get mad at the fact that some people aren't saying happy birthday to you because you created a lunch that's not designed to be a birthday lunch.
If you're having a lunch on your birthday, it's implied that it's a birthday lunch.
But those people don't know that it's their birthday, right? They're just thinking it's a lunch.
But if you're that close to that person, you'd assume that they know it's your birthday.
That Rose said best friend.
Best friend.
Oh, okay.
And we go back to our best friend chat.
Yeah.
You need to know birthdays. That is
probably one of the biggest criteria of being a best friend.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think she just didn't want to be self-indulgent and be like, hey, guys, this is my... Like, didn't want to make a big deal out of it. This is my birthday lunch. Everyone come around, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, let's just go out for lunch. It, you know, under the implication that it's my birthday lunch. She's plus one some random stranger to the birthday lunch who has known it was her birthday. She didn't even know.
Yeah, anyway, I could say a lot more, but I'm not. So, continue.
I've got one as well this week. I was driving to work on Friday and I saw something that I haven't seen, I think, forever. I saw a hitchhiker on the side of the road and they were holding their thumb out like they do, just trying to hail someone. And they had a sign in their hand that said, North. That's it. North. And she was just trying to hail a driver. So, obviously, I sped up and went as fast as I could past her.
Mm.
But I'm just thinking, what's the etiquette with trying to pick up a hitchhiker? Like, what? I was trying to think, what would the sign have to say for me to pick her up?
No, absolutely not.
Nothing. There's nothing.
Buy yourself a car. Get out of here. Shut fuck off. No, honestly. I don't care. Like, that's a safety hazard. That's a safety risk.
She looked like a hippie as well. Mm. And she had, a massive rucksack. And then I did see, so I drove past again maybe 10 minutes later and I saw that someone had actually picked her up.
Taken her north.
She was loading her bag into a car. So if someone is out there missing, if the police wants to contact me, it was a red Toyota Corolla. I can give you the number plate if you want.
Go north of Sydney.
Go north of Sydney.
And you might find something.
Well, maybe north is her name.
No, who puts... It's like, what?
You're looking for a lift and you put Rohit on the side.
What, you're at the airport and you're looking for your name for, the driver to pick you up?
Is north a suburb or is it...
I think she just wants to go north.
The direction is north.
Were you driving northbound?
Yeah, it wasn't
the
direction.
No, but the thing is, how
does she have a duty of care to take her north then?
Ellie, no.
How north does she want to go? Well, that's so ambiguous.
The sign didn't give this much information, Ro. It just said north.
It's just as north as the driver's willing to take her and then she'll find someone else to take her even more north.
So where
is that a viable way of traveling?
Just on an adventure.
Mm.
Look, this isn't some Bilbo Baggins shit. You have no duty of care. That's what I'm thinking. If you see a hitchhiker, they're in that position because of themselves. You have no duty to decide to help them or not help them. So you do whatever you want outside of that. And me personally, I would have just continued. Fuck them.
You wouldn't. You say you would never pick up a hitchhiker?
Nah, never. Not a chance.
What if they were good looking?
Nah, never a chance. Safety risk.
So, Kush, when you drive...
Yeah, when I drive, of course, yeah.
You don't pick up hitchhikers?
No, absolutely not.
I feel like Rohit, out of all four of us, would be the type to see him and be like, ah, what's the worst
I'm going in that direction anyway.
Could be good. I remember this, like, I saw a prank where basically this hitchhiker came around. The hitchhiker was the prankster. Hailed someone down. You know, some person, nice person, stopped, looked at the car and talked to the driver. Was like, ah... Are these stock wheels? Can't get in.
Alrighty, boys. I've got one as well. It's about consent.
Mm. Yes.
What?
Yes to consent. Okay.
Thanks, Kush.
Thanks, Kush. Nah, it's about... So, when you go to a restaurant or... Happened to me. I went to a haircut place and they're shooting promo videos.
Shock.
Exactly. I might have a similar story in 2 weeks, but no. You go to a place, they're shooting a promo video, right?
Mm.
What's the etiquette in terms of... You being in this video.
They have to ask you, right?
So, I have two stories. One is of our mate. He got asked verbal consent.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can they now put him in every bloody promo video, every poster? Yeah,
I think so.
When I went to my haircut place, it wasn't even asked a lick.
Really?
I sat down and all of a sudden some geezer with his DSLR is filming the back of my head.
Maybe it's just for personal use.
Yeah, true.
Some flowery hair there for me. It's beautiful stuff. But no, you need consent. You absolutely need consent.
Did you wait? If they asked you, would you have said yes anyway?
Yeah.
What's the issue here then?
Bro, it's my rights. It's my personal human rights.
It's my body.
No, but also,
my body, my rules.
Verbal consent, I don't think it's enough. Technically, you could still sue him. Even if you, because there's nothing that's a written agreement which says that you've given them consent. It's just that happened on this date. How can I prove it?
Every time you have sex, Kush, you need to have an actual written contract.
We're talking about filming a video, not sex.
Consent is consent, mate, no matter what.
Maybe you should take it as a compliment. Like, they obviously are comfortable with you at that shop. They're like, yeah, Migs is a chill dude. He'll be fine with me filming the head.
But
for what? Can you? For what?
For what? What could they possibly do with that footage?
I want a shout out.
Yeah.
I've seen the video on Instagram.
Using photos.
I need to follow it.
Also, there's a video out there.
I've seen. It's like in.
Have they done you dirty?
How's your head
done
looking?
Done me nice. It looks nice as well. I'll give them that. Looks nice from behind. But I've seen the preview on Instagram, and I want my handle there. I want something. Add Critical Banter even in the description. Mm. I want that.
Surely you talk to your hairdresser. You just tell him, like, beautiful video, mate. Can I just get an at?
I might have words. But yeah, the mate that went to a burger shop, got free burgers when he got filmed. What did I get? I paid full price for my fucking haircut.
Yeah, dude, that's the problem. I think you
is
should
that the etiquette? I should expect maybe a little sun.
Next 100%. Time you go.
Yeah,
show the video.
Yeah, you're taking video footage without me knowing. Where's my free haircut then?
Do I blackmail? I will sue.
Not even the...
I do have...
Yes,
I
take
do have 130,000 TikTok followers.
Absolutely.
I will expose you.
Absolutely. This is the way you get more money. Social media threats, legal threats. This is how you get money.
Kush in a very sinister mood today.
Is everything all right, Kush?
All right, boys, I've got a story. Housewarming yesterday. And I just want to get your thoughts on housewarming etiquette. So, basically, this person's popped up a Facebook event. And she's going, oh, you know what? BYO drinks. No dramas. And also, BYO snacks.
What the fuck's the point of having a housewarming then?
So, we've got a BYO snack, BYO drink situation, right? And then on top of that, they're like, oh, by the way... Here's what I want for my housewarming gift. And then put up like a registry.
Stinker, bro.
I want cookbooks. I want plants. I want knives. Blah, blah, blah. You can get this or that.
The least she can do is give me some fucking Doritos or some shit when she's asking for this much.
That is an housewarming.
They're providing
that's
the venue.
That's house calling right there. What is that?
Did you still go?
I went. So like, and I've got no prop. Like, so I'm a fiend for a good set up an event to make a profit. I did that for my 21st birthday. Yeah. You know, I was going overseas for 6 months. I needed some money. So, instead of having like a party with, you know, these povo 21-year-olds, I was like, let's invite the aunties and uncles. No box gifts.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. Made a profit at the party.
Genius.
Right? I've got a sneaking suspicion that this is what's happened yesterday. This chick is hosted, like, had a housewarming.
Yeah.
No furniture there. So, obviously, she needs to, you know... populate the house somewhat.
I need a 6-piece outdoor set.
It sounds like neither a house nor a warming from what I've been described.
What did you give her?
I got a candle.
Good. But I was something nice and shit.
I was at Kmart. $3.
But what's the etiquette on, you know, using events for personal gain?
Oh, I'm all for that. That's fine. But you got to give something back
to
the people.
You got to invest a little.
Yeah.
As I said, it's Doritos. At least something.
It's quid pro quo. Both people have to get something out of
it. Is Doritos the okay level?
Yeah.
Like, if you put minimum Doritos standard down
compared to nothing.
Yeah, I'll
Doritos
take it.
Is chef's kiss.
So, So wait, would you be okay, for example, the same event happened, you went there,
Doritos on the house,
BYO snacks, but she explicitly wrote, I'll be having red hot Doritos there for you. Is that okay?
It's fine.
No, what is, I want to go through this. What is the bare minimum of you know, take before you can give?
You gotta have food. You gotta
have food.
Well, she had like plates and stuff.
Did she have? Yeah, she give cutlery.
Yeah, what? The snacks that you bring.
Exactly. If she's got all that, so maybe stuff in the oven. Chuck some shit in the oven, mate.
Yeah, just
some, like, if she doesn't have plates, I'll understand. Dorito, then it's Dorito time.
Bare minimum, a bag
give me some
of Doritos, chips, bro.
Give me some kettle chili, something.
Some cheese, a grazing ball.
You need food at least. Mm. I think ample enough snacks. That's what you need, definitely.
And non-alcoholic beverages should be supplied.
Yeah, soft drinks. Sure. Even water.
Did she get it?
Did you have access to the tap? Or was that also?
Was that running at that time?
Were you allowed to use the toilet?
Yeah. Basic, you know, basic human rights were provided for.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I think that bare minimum level should be provided if you're having an event.
Physiological safety, I did receive.
You did? Just even like the bare elements of food, I'll take.
Elements, ingredients,
like lettuce.
What happens if also like they left ingredients for you to go cook by yourself? Is that okay?
Korean barbecue.
Like here's some chicken, here's some lettuce, here's some vegetables. Go ahead and cook something.
Make
out.
Your own kind of pizza night.
No, there are some foods that are fine to assemble yourself. Pizza, if it was a make your own pizza night,
yeah.
Fine. But if there's fucking raw chicken, like whole capsicums and like whole potatoes, you make your own roast. Go fuck yourself. Have a candle.
There was 50 people at the housewarming, and I saw a lot of plants. So the scheme worked. People did bring gifts.
What about the snacks? How was the snack situation?
So I didn't eat any
Doritos. Yeah. No.
So you didn't bring any snacks either.
Well, I didn't eat or bring because we went to tacos just before that, right? So I was pretty full after that. No need.
Wait, at the end, if there was any leftover snacks, did people take back what they brought, or does she keep that as well?
I didn't stay for that long. I didn't know.
It's a good question, though.
What do you think?
I reckon she kept it.
She 100% kept it.
She kicked them out of the house. All right, it's 11 o'clock. Go home.
This person's a
bastard.
But
as if you're bringing a big bag of Doritos, right? Half of it gets eaten and you're taking the bag back. Yeah. Surely not.
Yeah, so that's a sunk cost.
Yeah, sunk cost.
So you got her a gift and then you're giving her the rest of your snack.
It's $2, Seth.
Also, just a question. Is candle, when you're giving a gift and you give a candle, is that an insult?
It's not like, no, it was a decent candle, I suppose.
Was it from an actual candle shop, like, or Kmart, as Kush said?
Was it from Dusk?
It was Kmart, but like...
Those candles are not good.
Dude, it was an espresso martini candle. I thought that looked quite good.
They're gimmicks, that's all they are.
All right, guys, that brings us to the end of another episode. As per usual, join the TCB Appreciation Society if you haven't. I'd also like to take this moment to commemorate the loss of a mammoth figure in world history, the American rapper DMX. Rest in peace. Manny, take it away.
Alrighty. Remember to use the code TCB at manscaped.com for 20% off all products and free shipping. You can find our full episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast apps. And with all that, we'll see you guys next week.